It was Jesus Christ who said to us, "The harvest is ripe, the laborers are few." He also said that when you are filled with His power, you will be His witnesses. And then He said, "You are the light of the world." If there was ever a time that a witness for Christ need to be present, it is now. If there was ever a time we need to have the light in dark places, it is now. If it ever was a time that we need to be laborers in the harvest field, it is now. I am bringing you a series of messages called Seeking the Lost and Mobilizing to Evangelize. God wants to use your voice. He wants to use your personality to reach the people around you. Why don't you pray right now and ask God to just awaken the desire in your heart to be His witness, His light, and His laborer. Well, come and go with us now as we continue to walk in the light of God's Word.
Many believers negate their own testimony on their job because they're cut up so bad nobody want to hear what they got to say when they want to talk about the Lord. They done cussed everybody out in the lunchroom. And then they come to church on Sunday and get convicted and want to go share on Monday. Folks don't want to hear you. You done cussed them out the week before. All right, you might have to take a while and let it be demonstrated what change has been made in your life and let them see the difference in you first. All right, so if you're gonna authenticate the message by your life and your lifestyle, that's in an environment where people are around you every day. We always need to live a life that must be honorable before the Lord if we're going to share. But that's different than meeting a stranger. They don't know your life and lifestyle. You can talk to them, but if they watch you long enough. But you know, your family members, that's why it's the hardest people seem to reach are our family members, because they've seen our bad days. You know, and they even knew when we was, before we were saved, how we were. And sometimes they still don't want to recognize that the Lord is working in our lives. That's why it's kind of tough. That's why a prophet has no honor in his hometown. Somebody else will come and share with them and they'll receive. They don't want to receive from you. You just got to keep living the life, because others are watching. People are watching, especially if you've already held yourself out to be a believer. They're watching. And then it's curious that people who don't go to church, hadn't been to church in years, are living a totally ungodly lifestyle, know how Christians are supposed to act. You ain't supposed to be doing that. You say you were a Christian. How you know? They just know. Secondly, you must love people. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world." What's the world? He's not talking about the earth. The planet. He's talking about people. God so loved the world, the people of the world, that He gave His only Son so that they could be redeemed, they could be saved. God loves people. And even the people that we don't like, He loved them. The people that we don't want to be around, God loved them. The people that get on our nerve, God loved them. The people that are obnoxious and mean, God loved them. And if we don't love people, we're not going to do the work of the Lord. Because God is totally in the people business. That's all. That's what He's all about. When He comes, all He's taking back with Him are people. He doesn't need stuff. He's people. You must love people. You cannot pretend that you love people and get away with it. People have a sense to know whether you're genuine or not. You know, animals can tell if you love them. So can people. So you got to love people if you're going to share with people. Not that they're lovely. And the God kind of love is not loving because of. See, there's a worldly kind of love that if you treat me right, I'm going to love you. You love me, you show me some love, I'm going to show you some love. You know, you give me something, I'm going to give you something. You be nice to me, I'm going to be nice to you. No, the God kind of love said, doesn't matter how you treat me, I'm going to show love, I'm going to be loving towards you, I'm going to love you. I love you not because of what you've done, but in spite of what you've done. I got to still share the word. I got to still tell you about Jesus Christ. So the first thing, you got to have a life and a lifestyle that's consistent with a believer and what a believer ought to live like. And secondly, you need to love people. Thirdly, you must meet the public. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. But remember that you are in it. You can't separate yourself and isolate yourself where you don't want to talk to anybody, don't want to put up with anybody, don't want to be around folk. I just don't like people. What are you going to do when you get to heaven? You want your own mansion and put a lock on it and don't want to have no company? I just don't like people. Well, that's what it's going to be in heaven, people. And you have to be adaptable so that you can go in and out among all kinds of people. Don't just have your favorite kind of people. I don't like them people. They're racist. Well, you need to get in there and change that. You're racist because you don't like them. Paul said, I am made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. What is he saying? He says, whenever I get around some people, I try to see what I need to do to be able to save some of them. Now, no matter who they are, Jews or Greeks, Romans, it don't matter who they are. I'm trying to fit in a little bit so I can get the message in to them. I don't want them to repel or refuse me before they even heard the message because of the way I'm behaving. I want them to at least welcome me in so I can talk to them. I'm going to speak to everybody, high or low, rich or poor. I'm going to speak to them. I know how to maneuver with the riches of the rich. How are you today? I heard people say, I ain't going over there with them people. Well, you need to go over there with them people. Them people got money. I'm going over there with them people. I'm not sitting around here with you. And I go over there with them people. That's where I need to sit by. I like going to lunch at the Houston Country Club. And the River Oaks Country Club. I like going to lunch. You can't, I don't stand all that. They're hypocrites. I'm going to hypocrite right in there with them. I like that kind of service. And they need Jesus too. You know, you want to go talk to somebody slapping dominoes on the street corner under the tree? Well, I just like real people. All of them real. You going over there. God got something for everybody. But I can talk to them too. I can go over there and say, hey, what's up? I'm not going to River Oaks talking about what's up. Hey, man, I want them to hear me because they'll ask me, would you bless our meal? Would you say a prayer? Pastor, I see that you're here. Would you come up and say something? No, they're not going to ask me to come up there if I'm like clowning. Yeah, I say, certainly. By all means. Gracious God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You never know who you might run into and who you might have an opportunity to share with, because they'll pull you over to the side and say, I really enjoyed that. I appreciate that prayer. And it'll open a door for you to say, well, I'll be praying for you. Anything I can pray for you about, just let me know. You got to be able to get out and mingle with the people in the public. Fourth thing is you look for the need. There is a need. People have needs. Jesus said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. You'll be surprised how many people are ready to talk and listen when you address their needs. Address their need. There is a need. Stop and find that need. Remember, Jesus was heading to go to Jerusalem. He says, hey, I must go through Samaria. That somebody has got a need. His disciples said, let's go get something to eat. But Jesus said, there's a need here that needs to be addressed. When we have compassion, when we love people, we become sensitive to what's going on around us. That need is going to be the entrance most of the time to your ability to minister, because you recognize there is a need. You never know, and I said this one time, and was talking about this, and left the church and was headed down to our community and getting gas at the gas station. While I'm getting gas, there's an accident occurs as far as from me to hit that door. A guy on a motorcycle got hit by a car, and his motorcycle sliding right in front of me, right? There's a need. Let me go over and pray right now. I didn't ask him, you know, you mind if I pray? There's a need. You don't even know who's watching you. I could be standing there saying, well, and some guy said, hey, Pastor Martin. I could have been sitting there pumping gas, not doing anything. There's a pastor sitting over there, and that folks laying out there hurt. He over there pumping gas, and he going on home. I thought he was the man of God. Let me go over here. There's a need right now, and let's address that need. Let's pray with him. Let's see what's going on. I didn't know if he was dead or unconscious or what, but let's pray. You might have to whisper in the ear, do you know Jesus? If you don't know Jesus, accept him right now. He might be dying. That's the last word he hears. You got to be ready. There's no time to say, well, I want to be, I don't know if I want to offend him or not. The gates are swinging open to eternity. You want to sit there and say, if you don't know Jesus Christ, ask him to come into your heart. If you know him, Christ will walk you all the way. You got to be ready at all times. You never know. And when you get around people, you want to communicate. You want to just communicate just plainly. God will use you and your personality, your style, your temperament, and you don't have to be like anybody else. You're not me, and I'm not you. You don't have to try to be like me. You don't have to say what I say. Just be who you are. Stay away from the technicalities when you're just talking to people and trying to be all spiritual and scriptural in terms of, I need to just tell them the right thing. Just tell them whatever the Lord prompted on your heart to tell them. Don't get involved in debates and arguments and all those kind of things like that. When you're sharing with people, just say, you know what, Adam, we want to tell you. That's why it's important to witness. Witness means your testimony. Let me just tell you what the Lord did for me. My life was all messed up, and I didn't know where I was going. I gave my life to Jesus Christ. It's never been the same. If your life is messed up, he'll do the same for you. You stayed away from theological arguments and factions on what church you go to, and y'all believe in this, y'all don't believe in that, and all that stuff like that. That's not witnessing material. That's when people come to argue and all that stuff. Those are religious folks doing that stuff. Witnessing is just what happened to me. I was so sick. The doctor said that I wasn't going to make it, but the Lord touched me and healed my body, and I'm here today to tell you the Lord is a healer. My family was falling apart, and I didn't know what to do, but I turned to Jesus Christ. He brought my family back together. If he did that for me, I know he'll do it for you. I didn't have a job, but I prayed and asked the Lord to bless me. He opened a door. It was a miracle. He's in a miracle working business. That's the kind of God I serve. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about the good news. The good news is the gospel. People need some good news. And there are some people who've never heard, and there are some people who heard conceptually. They've heard preachers and preaching, but they don't know anybody personally that came up to them and said anything about Jesus Christ. Somebody gave me a statistic. It was a foreigner who said they've been in this country, in a Christian country, for years, and no Christian have ever come up to them and said anything about Jesus. I said, that's what we do. That's how we roll. We don't say anything about Jesus unless you're at church. We're an audience. You don't know that? We ain't no army. We're spectators, not participators. Who told you we're going to witness? That's if they don't go to the light of the world. At the light of the world, we share. Amen? And we have to continue to remind ourselves, don't we? Or else the things of life and the days just get us off track, and we're not focused upon the main thing. And what I want to do over the next few days and weeks is just to continue to remind us that we need to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/thelow, L-O-W, humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook. Or you can follow us on Instagram at thelow, humble, T-H-E-L-O-W, humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms. And then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to the Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through his divine power at the Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.